Chapter 2. Karma. Most of us are accustomed to the belief that our participation in the process of evolution is limited to the duration of a single lifetime. This belief reflects the perspective of the five-sensory personality. From the point of view of the five-sensory personality, nothing of itself lasts beyond its lifetime, and there is nothing in the experience of the five-sensory human that is not of itself. The multisensory human, too, understands that nothing of itself lasts beyond its lifetime, but it is also aware of its immortal soul. The lifetime of your personality is one of a myriad of experiences of your soul. The soul exists outside of time. The perspective of the soul is immense, and the perception of the soul is without the limitations of the personality. Souls that have chosen the physical experience of life as we know it as a path of evolution have, in general, incarnated their energies many times into many psychological and physical forms. For each incarnation, the soul creates a different personality and body. The personality and the body that, for the five-sensory human, are the experiential entirety of its existence are, for its soul, the unique and perfectly suited instruments of a particular incarnation. Each personality contributes, in its own special way, with its own special aptitudes and lessons to learn, consciously or unconsciously, to the evolution of its soul. The life of a mother, a warrior, a daughter, a priest, the experiences of love, vulnerability, fear, loss, and tenderness, the struggles with anger, defiance, emptiness, and jealousy, all serve the evolution of the soul. Each physical, emotional, and psychological characteristic that comprises a personality in its body, strong or weak arms, dense or penetrating intellect, happy or despairing disposition, yellow or black skin, even hair and eye color, is perfectly suited to the soul's purpose. The five-sensory personality is not aware of the many other incarnations of its soul. A multisensory personality may be conscious of these incarnations, or experience them as its own past or future lives. They are in its family of lives, so to speak, but they are not lives that it itself has lived. They are experiences of its soul. From the point of view of the soul, all of its incarnations are simultaneous. All of its personalities exist at once. Therefore, the release of negativity that occurs in one of the soul's incarnations benefits not only itself, but all of its soul's other incarnations also. Because the soul, itself, is not confined to time, the past of a personality, as well as its future, is enhanced when a personality releases currents of fear and doubt. As we shall see, the release of negativity by a personality benefits a great many other dynamics of consciousness as well. Some of these can be perceived by the five-sensory human, but appear to him or her neither as dynamics of consciousness nor as related to his or her inner processes, such as the consciousness and evolution of his or her sex, race, nation, and culture. Others extend far beyond the perceptual capability of the five-sensory human. A conscious lifetime, therefore, is a treasure beyond value.